American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowden.
Podcasting live from the recent past, high above UNR campus in the beautiful Reno, Nevada, biggest little city in the world. It's a season 8 of the Worst Little Podcast. Welcome to episode 2. This week, we have the hard rockin' sounds of Blacklisted, and I'm joined by my co-guest host, Chewbacca, and Dogwater Dick.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
I like you finishing with us and starting with the band.
Yeah.
That was pretty nice, huh?
You know, we're a little change it up.
Yeah, change totally. It up.
It's a new season. It's a new attitude.
Right, right. We come last. They're the openers.
Yes. Our guests come first.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
That should be our motto.
They're super talented, but we're the talent.
That's
right.
True.
Yeah.
Save the best for last. Yeah. No offense, guys.
Maybe not.
Right. They may be here with all their instruments and their songs, but you wouldn't fucking hear them if it wasn't for us.
So that's right.
We got to remember.
Oh, you wouldn't hear them on this podcast if it wasn't for us.
Of course, right. Nobody would listen to our podcast if we didn't have rad bands on.
Wouldn't be there. Yeah.
So, thanks for being here, guys.
Thanks.
Welcome to the show.
Thank
you. Welcome to the show. Well, since we don't have our other main host, Rory, and our other co-host, Kim, this week, let's just start off with Dogwater Dick. How was your week? What did you do?
It was awesome. I worked with 33 Black, which is a band that I've never worked with before, and their drummer decided to cancel. We had 2 weekends scheduled, and their drummer couldn't make it this time. He was supposed to. And so they spent the whole weekend. We did acoustic stuff, and because they had a few acoustic songs anyway. So that was hella rad, and those dudes were fucking awesome. And I had a great time.
That's a lot of Black people, dude.
33 Black. I think
in
it's
this
a
little
roulette.
House.
I think it's a roulette reference.
Oh,
they're
okay.
They're both young white men. So
33 Black. Okay,
I don't know.
It's very misleading.
It's not a hip hop band.
I didn't ask though. You know, so I don't know what it's in reference to. Maybe it does mean something. To do with
33.
Black.
Really
I bet
black
that's
on
not the first thing that comes up when you Google it, though.
Yeah.
Right. Like I wanted to look up Pee Wee Gaskins because he's a famous serial killer and. Some band called themselves 33 or Pee Wee Gaskins, and so when you search that, just like young boys in a band come up a lot. Instead,
how
and,
often,
then, and they're scattered in with like an occasional serial killer.
How often
then,
do you Google young boys in a band?
Never.
All the time.
Never. Never.
I believe you.
Sometimes I just type in shirtless, but I don't specify age.
Good.
So.
Yeah. It just
get what
come,
you're
yeah.
given to.
Right.
What kind of music is that?
I haven't checked it out yet. I'm going to listen to the last podcast on the left is doing. It did a 4-part series on Pee Wee Gaskins. I'm going to wait to hear about the serial killer first. Then I'm going to check out the young men's music because there's like 1,000 pictures of them and only occasional pictures of the actual killer. So they must be big, but they look like they're 12. So I don't know why 12-year-olds named their band after a serial killer, but yeah.
I'm going to put $5 on them being like either metal or hardcore. Like,
yeah.
I think it said pop punk.
Pop punk, huh?
So it's like if NoFX was done by
10-year-olds. I cancel my bet.
Yeah, but I'm going to check it out. I'm going to check it out. I'm going to go Costco maybe and get it.
Yeah,
dude, and
heard there's
and so,
a lot of earworks here.
So that was the, I'll just speak in Chewy-isms, dude. And then a really cool thing that happened yesterday, out of the blue, I decided to remix a song that the Grimtones did. The Grimtones got third place on the Reno Gazette Journal's
top
30.
Yeah,
and so they got the third place song. Well, that fucking song, I love that song, but the bass on it is such a horrible, grungy, awesome bass sound, but it overpowered the mix, so I couldn't turn it up any louder.
Mm-hmm.
And so I made an entire remix based on just the bass sound.
Think next year it'll get number one.
Wouldn't that be rad if the same song won the fucking thing twice, but 2 totally different versions?
How many recordings on that list did you actually record?
There have been years where I had 7. And there have been years where I had 1, and there have been years when I had 0. This year, I got 3 that I recorded, mixed, and mastered, and 1 that I mastered.
Okay.
So I got I guess it's like 3.5. Yeah, in my head.
Right on.
So, which
I know
is pretty
one
awesome.
Was one was Roxy Colley because
fuck yeah, because you guys are fucking amazing.
We were on the radio today with that song for that reason because of the paper, whatever. Again, so. Thanks, Michael Sion. We got number 15, and thanks, Dogwater Dick, for recording us.
You guys are awesome. And then and the Grimtones got 3, and then I forget what number it was, but Zach Ryan got on there with one of his songs that I love that fucking album, but it wasn't my favorite song. And Jonathan Rowling got on there. He's the one that I mastered, and he got. And again, the one that they picked of his is not my favorite off that album. But yeah, what do I know? Everything I like doesn't get popular. So
yeah, and I don't know if you submitted one song or three songs or what it was.
Yeah, yeah, who knows which ones? Because the bands,
you know, that song
did
a lot
this
more intimately than the person judging them.
It's so fucking yeah true. But there's a song on both those albums. Both those albums had a song on it that I fucking get stuck in my head for days. I love it, and I just want to roll around in it like a little tick full of Reno music.
Is that what ticks do, is roll around and
they
stuff?
They suck up Reno music until they're fat with it. Fat little ticks.
Oh. Or there's a couple of earwigs in there, too.
Exactly.
On Reno. Have you ever seen an earwig here?
No. Fuck yeah.
I don't know. I got like 8,000 of them in my backyard.
Dude, really? My old house, damn. We had a problem. Yeah. And sometimes I would
you
scatter.
You can't do nothing about them.
Well, no. I had a bait that you would scatter at night because they come out at night. Mm-hmm. And it's this really great like bait. It looks like sawdust. And you put it all on the ground. And you just put it on the ground. And then you go to bed. And you wake up in the morning. And there would be millions of them just twitching. And you would feel like Hitler because you just committed genocide on the earwigs.
I hit some yellow jackets with some of the yellow jacket spray. And then came back an hour later to check. And they were just all writhing on the ground.
Yeah. Oh,
it's like, damn.
The misery, the suffering.
Yeah, but, you know, how much misery and suffering have yellow jackets caused?
Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah. So, yeah.
They had it coming.
Yeah. So I just sat and grabbed a beer and sat there and watched them for a while. Jack off to them, please.
Wow, man.
It's weird for you to say.
Well, that sounds like a good weekend, Rick.
Yeah, everything was awesome. I did a bunch of other stuff. I've been working with Joe lately, our old intern, and she's getting another few songs. I've been doing so much shit. I'm having a
great
time.
She's really good. Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. Her voice is so amazing. And she's really like, she's gotten better and better as a in the studio. Because when we first started a few years ago now, she was like kind of nervous and it was new. And now she just is like a pro and just pops in and bam, bam, bam. And Darren from, I forgot Darren's last name. I'm such a dick. Came in and did drums. And anyway.
Barnes?
Yes, I think so.
All right.
Oh, cool.
So, what band is he in?
He's an Alphabet Cult, maybe, and
yes,
Plastic Caves.
That is totally him.
Used to be an MC Gob.
That is totally him, Alphabet Cult.
Yep, was a rave DJ back in the 90s.
Dudes, I didn't know that. Yeah. Dude, I gotta fucking pay more attention to him.
Good dude. Also, he does the awesome Giving Up calendar, which is pictures of him planking in different places all over the country.
He's a pretty creative dude.
It's my favorite calendar.
He's awesome. Joe will like write a song and he'll send it to her, or she'll send it to him, and he'll listen to it like once or twice or whatever, and he pops in and just bam, knows all the stops, knows all the spots, just lays down a drum track without ever having worked with her at all. And you know, we get done with the first take and she's like, that's exactly what I want, let's do that again. Like, just it's just amazing and quick. It's really
cool.
Awesome.
He's a pro.
Yeah, did you go to church with Riku?
No, Riku did not make it to church. I did, but Riku didn't. Mm. And so I haven't heard from Rory. I've been meaning to call him and be like, hey, so is Riku coming back from church? Did something ever since her grandparents were here? And I wonder, because they're hardcore Catholic, maybe they found out and they're like, we don't want her going to that Episcopalian place. You know, because they are hardcore
Catholic. They don't speak much Latin there at the Episcopalian place.
No, hardly any at all. Yeah. And we let gays in. So.
Oh, yes.
I'm kidding. I'm sure they're.
They don't like gays in?
The Catholic Church doesn't, but Rory's parents are awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know.
I think
any
chance that anyone's taking her to church, they encourage.
I'm sure. You know? I'm sure it's nothing like that, but in my head,
Rory
I'm like,
Rory isn't getting up on Sundays running over to church. It's not his style, dude.
So I haven't gotten to do that, no. Yeah, so my week was like exciting, but not. Great.
Sounds
no,
typical.
That's good.
Sounds like a good week.
Yeah, the average shit that I always do.
Yeah. Good.
So, but that fucking remix, Reno, are you ready? That fucking remix of that Grimtone song is coming, and it's amazing. Only one person has ever heard it besides me.
Swap it out when they get it. Or did they already put that on the record?
We're recording the album right now. I don't know if that's going to... This is going to be like an extra outside thing. I just sent it to Michelle tonight. I haven't even heard back from her. Mm. And in the subject line, I wrote, this is quite possibly the coolest thing I have ever done.
Ooh. Right. Which is saying a lot. You've done a lot of cool things.
Dude, it fucking rocks. I love making remixes. I had so much fun. I'm sorry. Okay, but I've taken up enough time of the show. Except we should mention our Patreon page.
Oh, yes. Time for the Patreon commercial. Go, Rick.
Patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast.
What is that?
A Patreon is a service where you can go on and give us money. You can give us one big chunk of money or a monthly sign up for a monthly donation where you just throw us a dollar or two every month. And if you support podcasts on Patreon, please include us. Any amount would be awesome. I haven't even looked to see if anybody's actually giving any money to us yet. Mm. I'd like to see how many weeks we go while getting nothing.
Yeah.
See like how... Like,
I think we got one in a row so far.
How many of you... How many of you don't care enough to actually want to support us? The show costs like hundreds of dollars to produce every week. That's how much money we lose by doing this, but it's important to us to archive Reno music. If you would like to be part of that dream and help us archive Reno music so that these little fucking bands that stumble into my house every week never get forgotten ever, then please go to patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast and throw us anything you're willing to. We love you all. Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Send us your ideas, too, if you think, like, well, I want something for it. Then send us what you want.
We'll do
you
a
want
lot
to extort us for some
for
stickers or shirts? Or
we'll do a whole lot for a lot
or
of money.
Yeah, give us 20.
Advertise for you or
give
something.
Us $20 and then insist that everybody does the show topless.
No.
There you go. You can get creative with it.
Right.
Yeah. That would suck, kind of.
I think it would be fine.
Yeah. Not in the summertime. Maybe we could do it in the winter. So hurry up.
Okay, but enough about me. Nick, how was your weekend? You just woke up from a nap?
Yeah, I'm getting so old, man. I had the 3-day weekend, and today I got up at like 10. I didn't do anything all day. I fell asleep at like 4:30 and just got up from a 2-hour nap.
2 hours? Dude, 20
old
minutes,
man.
15 minutes, 20 minutes, I can totally recover and everything's fine. Anything over an hour and the rest of my day is ruined.
Do you have that? You feel like an alien kind of?
I feel a little spaced out for sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, when your body wants to just keep sleeping, but you got to jump up, then it'll get you.
Yeah.
Which one of you guys got the meth?
I'll just drink coffee, Chewy. It's cool. I don't want to get
it was
crazy.
A good idea.
That was
I got to work tomorrow, you know.
That was so in context right there. That was a good place to put that, okay?
Well, let's introduce the Ran. Let's introduce the band, man. All right, I'm going to go around the room. All right, to my left, I got Tori here.
Yes.
Tori, and say what you do in the band and your name and age and sun signs.
Well, my name is Victoria. I go by Tori. I'm the vocalist of Blacklisted. My life is pretty uneventful. I work a full-time job and go to school.
And what's your horoscope sign?
I'm a Leo.
Thank you. My dad's a Leo. He's so pig-headed.
Okay, then we got Kevin here.
Yep.
Name, rank, serial number?
Are you talking in your mic?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. That's much better.
All right. Yeah, my name's Kevin. I play bass in this band. And I just party down a lot. That's my deal. That's my job.
He's a partier.
What's your horoscope sign?
Pisces. Well, I'm on the cusp of Pisces and Aries.
Okay.
Does that mean anything? How do we all feel about that?
Yeah.
I always believe that once it clicks over, it's clicked over and that's it.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, but everything I've ever read about it does. It does seem to apply.
But dude, some of the
Aries leaks into his other sign.
Yeah. Dude, have you met Aries people?
I'm very
leaky. They kind of suck.
I have some good Aries
people. Man, but you want to be Pisces. They're way cooler.
Yeah, I've always kind of identified with
Jesus was a Pisces, right?
I'm just trying to be cool.
No, he was a Capricorn.
Yeah,
Capricorn. Well, that's when they celebrate a birthday.
Jesus Pisces, man. Well, it's a Kurt Cobain lyric, so it's got to be.
Yeah. That's probably where I got that from. Freddie, name, rank, serial number.
My name is Freddie. I play the guitar. I started this band with Derek.
Yeah.
One day when we were really wasted and fucked up on so many drugs. Now we're here, and I'm an Aries. So thanks, Rick.
Fuck, dude. I gotta keep an eye on you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Aries.
And he's got tiger blood running through
keep
his veins
right now.
Tiger blood.
Yeah, just like Charlie Sheen. Yeah.
Real tiger blood.
Derek, name, rank, serial number.
Yeah. Well, like he said, we just kind of started the band on a whim.
Wait, no, he said that he started it and let all of you guys in.
Yeah,
he did. I started it with Derek.
Yeah, I started it with Derek.
He kind of bum rushed my apartment. He kind of just came in with his guitar. He's like, we're doing this. And we did it.
Yep,
we pissed the neighbors off, and we're still doing it. And now,
still pissing the neighbors off.
Yeah.
Now, has everybody in the band played with Oliver
at one point? Not Tori, but
not Tori, except Tori.
No,
thank God.
I hope not.
Right?
Excuse Dude, you.
So does everybody just hate Oliver?
No,
of course not. Oliver. How could you hate Oliver?
Oliver's.
I don't know
nice
what's
guy.
Wrong with you guys.
He's a nice guy.
Oliver's the fucking best.
He's very easily loved, easily lovable.
He's a lovable dude. So Derek downstairs, he's a drummer. And what's your horoscope sign?
Scorpio.
Word.
Scorpio, watch out.
He's a serial killer.
You know you know what that means. He's jerking off right now. Yeah. Scorpio. Dude, all the signs.
Again.
Scorpio, it just says sex.
You know when they say sex. You're beating skins, I might actually be doing that right now.
Yeah. That's
dude,
talent.
That's why. Yeah.
Dude, one of the times I had a lot of sex with a girl, it was a Scorpio girl, and it was great sex, even though I'm gay.
So. Yeah, so there you go. That shows you a lot about
that was way back when I was like 19. Yep. That was awesome. So. Yep.
Wow.
Well, good for you.
You think that's what made you gay?
This is for her.
Wow, girl, you look like a squirter. That's not
nice.
What's a squirter look like, Josh?
I'll show you a picture later.
All right.
So,
all right.
So, anyway.
That's our band, Blacklisted.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
You guys want to play us a song so we
can
us in the audience can hear what you sound like.
Yes,
absolutely.
I've seen you in a different couple of art incarnations, but I don't think I've seen this one yet.
What's cool is they've kept it going, you know, like Freddie and Derek kept it going. I just joined recently, so.
It changes all the time.
Yeah,
people
are work in progress.
We're an amoeba.
Yeah.
It's really hard to find people that like our music.
It's a lot of
a lot of people like it, but they don't want to be a part of it. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're getting there, though. Diversifying. All right, let's go. What are we playing?
All right. Manifest Destiny.
All right, cool.
Nice.
Yeah. That was good.
Dude, so when you do that live, does Tori like get down in the audience and just dance? Or does she stand on stage and stare at the ground?
I'm still too shy.
She socializes, you know, she works the crowd and
hypes them up, buys them drinks so they could buy our merch.
So it's Manifest Destiny, so that's about stealing land from the Indians?
Yep. Pretty much.
Okay.
You know.
I was trying to picture that while it was playing. I'm like, I think that's what this is about. So
yeah.
When it got sad, I was
it
like,
it could be, but it could be
tears.
Kind of a metaphor for
everything.
A lot of
things.
Thievery in general, I guess.
Stealing things from anybody.
Yeah. Yep.
Like raccoon life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Do you guys, you got one where she sings?
Yeah, we got two.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, you want to say those
for
later?
Yeah, like we said, our whole sound is kind of a work in progress right now, but
gotcha.
We're getting there, like, so.
Right. We're always changing. That's the thing. We're always just changing it up all the time.
That's good.
Did you guys want us to do another one now with her?
You got like 5 songs for us today?
Yeah.
All right, let's double up and do another one.
Cool. Yeah.
That sounds good.
Okay, so which one are we going to do?
Resurrection.
Okay, I got to stand up for this one.
Hell yeah.
Blacklisted.
Dude, when you kick on the fucking guitar effects, it like goes, it's all like intense in your face, and all of a sudden it's dreamy.
That's what it's all about, man.
It's fucking crazy. Yeah.
Dream.
Twists and turns.
Yeah, I want to get more weird. I want to get like tripped out, like psychedelic.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
Yeah.
We just need to do some more shrooms. Just keep evolving.
Yeah.
Shrooming it up.
Do you guys... Well, we'll get to that in the quiz. Save that for the
If you guys want to buy some mushrooms, we'll be I'm just joking.
Well, nice. Thanks, guys. What was the last show you guys played, and what's the next show you're going to play?
Well, we played Studio on 4th just before Christmas.
Isn't that a fun venue? Have you guys played there? Like, it's fun.
Yeah. Not in a while, but yeah.
Yeah,
that's cool. I like that spot.
It's a good place to see a show, too.
Yeah, I saw Murder Rock there last year around Christmas. It was pretty good.
Yeah, we played with them. That was our show.
Yeah. Oh, really?
The Christmas donation.
Yeah, it's a good building.
It was just...
it's the old Rumpus Room.
I can't remember the first band that opened, but it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was really good.
RRL.
Kevin, you have to talk into your mic.
Oh, I apologize.
I keep hearing you off in the distance. The people are in the mic.
So far away.
Like, stop it. If you don't, if you're not by the mic, don't speak.
Okay, I gotcha.
You're like, Reptile Root League.
Just fucking talk into the mic.
Sounds like some dude out on the sidewalk, like rambling.
Right. No, it makes you sound like you're not focused.
Okay.
As trapped as you are behind all those fucking mics, I can't believe you can move around enough to get away from your mic.
He's only like an inch off mic.
Is it that bad? Am I being too critical?
Man, the windsock's about 8 inches on that thing too.
Yeah.
So it's a thick one.
No, I understand. I work in the sound world. Some people just can't use a microphone at all. I should know better.
As he says to the side. Yeah, I know. I work in sound and everything.
Do what I say, not what I do.
Do you like it in your face?
Dude, so with your name, is it because you guys were blacklisted as communists in the 50s?
Yes.
Is that what happened?
Well,
absolutely.
You know, we are time travelers, and, you know,
past life.
Actually what happened was we saw Jackson 5 in the 80s, and we actually came to this year because we felt that it was the best time to introduce our music, considering... Donald Trump, you know, I mean,
I
couldn't consider a better president ever.
Yeah.
But of course, we had to just be a Jackson 5 cover band. So here we are.
Yeah. Jackson 5 in the 80s, too, like when they tried to have that little reunion thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Make a little money.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. That's totally, I get it.
I'm not confused at all.
The Pepsi ad and shit.
Yeah. But you see, we went back in time to try to save him from getting lit on fire, but instead we just named ourselves blacklisted.
Yep.
Wow.
You know, when he was lit on fire, I wish somebody could have said, hey, it all turns out okay.
Have you guys seen 11/22/63? It's a good movie. It's a good show.
What's it about?
It was it's the James Franco before he got blacklisted himself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a going back in time movie.
In time type of deal to try to change the course of events.
That's cool.
Is that a Stephen King?
I like time
travel.
It is.
It was good, though. I liked it.
I enjoyed that, too.
Yeah, I never saw it.
Mm-mm. Oh, poor
Should Franco. We see it, or is it terrible?
No, it's worth watching.
Do you have to boycott movies of people who are terrible after?
No.
I know, that's what sucks.
Then what are you going to watch?
When I listen to Cosby's comedy, I'm like, I can't stop thinking
Cosby
about
him.
Cosby
was never that good in the first place.
That's a good point.
I still enjoy some comedy.
You know, when I hear
people
who
are, you know, people think now are shitbags.
Yeah, I will never give up Louis C.K.
Me
I'm sorry.
And I have a lot of opinions about his situation, too, but I'm not going to talk about him here. But I think he's hilarious.
I can't let go of him. He's too fucking funny.
Cosby's not on that same level to me.
You're right. Not as good. And then when I hear Michael
Jackson
records.
You know what the
worst
part about it is with the Cosby? The rape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. It wasn't. Kind of he didn't just make somebody uncomfortable or make them question about what was happening. He actually raped them.
When Louis C.K. was talking, when all that stuff came up, I had a friend. I don't even remember who it was, but they came to me and they said, "Man, that's awful that he jerked off in front of those girls. That's just as bad as rape." And I looked at my friend and I said, "You have a choice. You can be raped, or you can have somebody masturbate in front of you. Which one do you want?
And yeah. before, not to defend Louis, but he did ask their permission yeah. first. Or
they, never, they never told right. him not to do it. They just came out a few years later and said that they felt uncomfortable about it now.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think it's
kind of unfortunate, and it should have just that one should have just been
well. And I think it's
swept
gonna
under
stop
the rug.
It's going to stop lots of men masturbating in front of me, yeah. and well, that's
and
sad.
You know, some girls like it.
So
so I felt when Trump said the thing he said about you know the grabbing girls, I was like, now girls who enjoy that are not going to get it anymore.
And there are a few of them out there that like to be grabbed by that.
Yeah, but that's besides the point.
I didn't even think about that.
How do you know?
Where do
you make that move?
Where do really loose women fall with all of this? Because there are women that like that, and now they won't be able to rise through the ranks on the.
Well, I think people are beginning to communicate better. Those girls should have told him they didn't want that to happen. That's what I'm going to teach my daughter: is if you don't want people to do things, you tell them, you stop them immediately. You don't come out after the fact. Make sure you stop it.
Punch him in the
immediately.
Dick.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Tori's.
Don't say, go ahead and jerk off in front of me and then
got
punch him in the dick.
From the women.
Yeah. I'm outnumbered here, so.
Punch him in the
still,
dick.
Your opinion's
really
more important
be
than
asking
ours.
You.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, if a female was to ever run for president, I think that could be her
catchphrase,
right? Punch him in the dick.
Yeah. That will be Oprah's
like
first 100 days.
When you're famous, they like it. You just go up and punch him in the dick.
Yeah. They let you punch him right in the dick. When you're famous. All right. Again, well, that's a political section of the show.
Yeah. I'm glad we had this talk, you guys.
First political talk we've
had
in like 2 years.
It could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
What, do you guys got any shows coming up?
We do not. Right now we're just focusing on writing new music. I mean, we're going to play soon,
like a couple months. But we're going to give ourselves a couple months because ever since I joined the band, I'm the bass player. Since at the beginning of summer, like May-ish, last May, it was like show after show, like every few weeks or whatever. So we're gonna probably wait until like February or March, and then we'll play a show, and hopefully we'll have like 3 new songs or something.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Gotta keep moving forward.
Yeah, I don't want to keep showing them the same thing.
Yes,
exactly. Are you stirring in a handful of covers?
We want to pick some. We've kind of had a hard time agreeing.
You know what's funny? Well, it's not funny. It's actually really sad. We were going to cover Zombie by the Cranberries.
Oh, yeah.
God, I hate that song.
But it's a wonderful
I know, but she died today, so that's, you know,
she fucking died today, the singer?
She's only 46.
Yeah. I'm just learning this now.
Yes, I was pretty bombed this morning when
I found
out.
Rick?
Oh, my God. I love that other song that they do, but that yodel stuff fucking
Linger?
Crazy. Yes. Linger's
good
to Linger makes me cry every time I hear it.
It's a good song.
I'm going to listen to Linger after you guys are going to cry.
That is pretty.
Can we join you?
You can do it right
yes.
now.
We cry all.
Let's listen to Linger.
Yeah, well, that happened.
See, after this, when we all leave, we should all go in our cars and listen to Linger and cry.
And just cry.
We'll get it out.
Aw. What's her name?
Dolores O'Riordan.
Is that how you say it?
Dolores O'Riordan? Riordan.
Some Irish.
I don't know.
Something
don't
like that.
Last name.
O'Riordan.
O'Riordan. O'Riordan.
That's sad. You guys should do a Little River Band's Reminiscing.
Does anybody know why she passed away?
I don't think.
The family has been quiet about that, but I think we can.
Well, I mean, that's just
a classic musician's death, maybe.
Yeah, who knows? When you're 46, I mean,
but did the lead singer
asphyxiation while masturbating? Never mind, that's a guy.
That
that's a
girls?
Guy.
That would be hard.
I don't think any girls have died of that, or
not
any
yet.
Famous
it's
ones.
A dude thing, sorry.
Yeah. Tori, is it as good for girls, asphyxiophile stuff?
Maybe.
I only have experience with that with
I've
men.
I've only tried it once, and I forgot my safe word.
And I woke up later.
You know, in the moment.
So, I don't know.
All right.
Anyways.
This uncomfortable silence brought to you by Pinky Polansky.
Thank you.
Say hi to Evan and Felix. Apple pie and baseball.
I'm sure Evan loves that we're bringing his name up right after that. Anyway.
Does he still listen?
Fuck yeah, he does.
Good.
No, we'll have breakfast once in a while, and he'll be like, "Oh, I was listening to the show the other day, and that one band was great."
He's probably just trying to make sure we're not fucking the house up.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's a good way to keep an eye on us through his ears. Yeah.
He asked as part of my rent if I would send him tracks that I'm working on before anybody else hears them.
Aw.
I know.
And you said
awesome?
Yes. Okay.
Fuck yeah. He's supporting the studio by charging me less rent than he could charge for this house.
Right.
So
it's a beautiful house.
He's like a partner. Mm-hmm. Isn't this fucking great? Did you look in this room? You guys didn't look in this room, huh?
I did. I came over and checked it out.
I've been in that room
fucking
before.
Cool.
Your control center area is awesome.
It looks all. And I wake up every morning and open my eyes and I'm like, where am I? Who am I? This life is amazing.
Dr. Dre.
You're lucky.
Somebody ought to stop me.
ESS Dogwater.
It seemed like the end of the world when they tore your house down and kicked you out. But
fuck yeah.
Actually, it turned out pretty good.
I was sad for like
Did
a
they
year.
Really? They tore it down?
Yeah, so they widened Pyramid and they tore that fucking house to the ground. And before I moved out, dude, they tore the house next door down. So like one day, like all my life, I've been looking out this window at this house next door.
Yeah.
And one day I wake up and I lift the blinds and there's just a pile of rubble where the house used to be.
A bunch of laborers pulling it
apart. Man, I just looked at that and was like, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that's like, a really sad metaphor.
This is scary.
Guy out.
I think isn't any better there either.
That's what I've heard.
It is, but
and I heard that like when the when
it took long enough to add a lane or whatever.
I heard when it snowed, it like they didn't tear my house down until a year after I was gone. So, but they paid me a lot of money to leave. So
that's
and look at this rad place you have up here in North
it's
Reno.
It's so much better, but it just solidifies the fact that I would have stayed there until I died if I hadn't been forced to leave because it was so sad to go. I never would have chosen to leave. So I'm glad that the world and whatever higher power exists made me get out of that house and come
sometimes
here.
Shit happens for a reason.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
And you don't know for a while, so don't be too bummed out or hard on yourself.
Yep. Any of our listeners who are getting kicked out of their house so they can tear it down.
Yeah.
That
happens
to
you.
Yep.
Give Rick a call because he's been through it.
Dude, I will tell you. And yeah, you might be sad for a year, but your life's going to fucking take off from that point, man.
Yep.
You're going to have so many bands. You're going to be doing remixes of Grimtone songs. You're going to love it. Love it. I wake up every morning, the fucking sunrise is in my face.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't have to get up out of bed. I just open my eyes and it's there.
Yeah. You got a great view. I mean, right in your bedroom, you got that balcony overlooking the city. All the rad stuff that happens in the sky around here.
I just wake up and I'm like, this is where I live. I love my town.
Yeah. Sometimes when I record here, I'll go outside and on this balcony and the clouds are so fucking close to the rooftop, you know?
Yeah.
It's pretty neat. I like it up here. I like it. It's more comfortable up here. Although you had a really cool backyard for the backyard show and the barbecues. But
that was nice, but it was a lot of extra work. I like not having a water bill because there's no grass here. But
seems less noisy over here, too. You don't have Pyramid next to you. So.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me, what are we doing?
That's a good question, Allison. Was that Allison or Riku?
It was Riku, but it was baby Riku. That's why you thought it was
young,
Allison.
Young Riku.
Okay. Well, Riku, we should get back to some music, do you think? Would that be good?
Duh.
Okay, well, let's do that.
Do
Blacklisted, do you want to play another song for us? And then we'll get ready for the
for
the worst little quiz after that. Let's do one more song and then we'll do the quiz.
All right, let's go then.
Let's do Pillars.
All right, Pillars.
Pillars of the Community.
All right. Are all counting it right?
All right, hold on.
Is it like... about like supporting a building?
Yes.
Or is it about a guy with really great legs?
Oh, it's actually called Pillars of Destruction.
Oh!
After the Pillars of Creation.
Okay. All right.
Is this from Revelation?
No, I think it's somewhere in the galaxy, somewhere in the universe.
I think it's part of...
Derek remembers.
The Bible, too.
It's part of space.
Yeah, it's a Pillars of Creation. It's the...
Google it. All right, let's do it, right?
It's a nebula in space. That's what it is.
Oh, it's an actual thing. Okay.
Yeah, fucking love really nebulas. Cool.
I'm going to picture a nebula while you guys play. Okay.
All ready, Freddy?
Yeah.
Space is so metal.
Yeah.
Damn.
Space metal.
Dude, then you trip out with that stereo bullshit in the middle. Yeah. That was rad.
Thank it you. Reminded me of a nebula.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
No, immediately.
Reminded me of space, for
I was
sure.
Like, I was gliding through space looking at the nebula, and then the nebula was all... I was all, fuck yeah!
Asteroid field.
My God.
It started headbanging.
Yes! Yes!
It's that one crazy-looking nebula.
Awesome.
Very awesome. Rick, give me some of that quiz music.
As you wish, Mr. Ramirez.
Gracias, Zumbo. It's time for the Worst Little Quiz on the Worst Little Podcast, and I'll be your host this week. We were going to ask you a few questions about your life, likes, dislikes, whether you've done it, where you've done it, these kinds of fun things. We're going to start with Tori over here on my left. Tori, first question out the gate. Celebrity road trip. If you were on a road trip with any celebrity or famous person or, notable historical figure, who would that person be going across the country with you?
Ooh, okay, so I have two choices, which are totally out of, like, genre from what we record. It either have to be actor Chris Evans.
Okay.
Captain America.
Okay.
Or Bruno Mars.
God. Ooh.
Oh, man. Bruno's a total girly answer.
I am such a girl.
You tell these maybe picture a sandwich with those two dudes.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to let you go on that road trip with both of them.
There.
Please.
All right. Kevin, who would be your choice?
Right in the middle.
For a road trip?
Mm-hmm.
Partner?
Yep. Road trip buddy movie?
I'm going to have to say probably...
It's a very important question. I like that you're thinking about it. You don't want to just
great under pressure.
Probably. I go to Freddy. I can't think of anybody.
All right, Freddy, you go ahead.
Man, I would go with Angelina Jolie.
Oh.
She looks like she's very wise and she has a lot of stories to tell.
Navigator.
I would want to. Some advice from her, man.
She should probably read a
More
map.
More than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sexually. Derek, do you have an answer to that? I like Angelina Jolie. That's all right. I don't know if I could be in a car with her that long. Hmm. I don't know if she... I don't know. It's hard to read. She's a hard one to read, right?
Yeah. Mysterious.
Does she talk too much? Or is she going to be quiet the whole time? And
probably.
Brood. I don't know.
Well, she's kind of... Kind of out there. I mean, she did Tomb Raider, but I would do.
That's why.
I would probably choose Jim Carrey.
Ah,
the new, interesting
with the beard. The new Jim Carrey who's out there right now.
No, Jim Carrey from The Mask.
Post psychedelic Jim Carrey. I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I would probably choose somewhere in between, probably like the Truman Show.
Oh, okay.
Jim Carrey.
Nice.
You know, in between that.
Before film. Andy Kaufman? Because he got fucking weird after that.
Yeah, that's what I meant about post-psychedelic.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
Fair enough.
All right, Kevin, do you got one?
No.
Of course. You'll take the zero?
I.
anyone, man.
I know. I'd probably.
Are you talking into your mic while you're not able to contribute anything?
Anton Newcombe from the Brian Jonestown Massacre. Even though he seems like a bit of a volatile character. I think his years of wisdom on the road would definitely be worthwhile.
Helpful.
I think that was a great answer.
Me too.
That was a great answer.
All right.
Fuck yeah. And I'm going to edit out where you didn't know what
the hell was going on. We're going to give
you obscure points. Well, thank
you. But then your obscure points get knocked out by the inability to come up with one quickly. So
yes, I understand.
Your score is average with everybody
else. I accept
it.
So.
Very good. Very good.
Cool.
All right. Next question. What was the first big rock concert you ever went to, Tori?
Evanescence, that was at the ice skating rink in Boise, Idaho, and we were right behind the bar. My mom took me, and she got drunk.
Was it fun? Did you have a good time?
I woke up the next morning with my neck really sore because I was head-banging so hard that she actually called me out of school.
Mm-hmm.
That was my freshman, sophomore year of high school.
Rad.
My mom was
the
so
coolest
cool.
of the memory.
Y'all, look, I'm hungover, and my daughter's neck hurts from rocking so hard.
Yeah.
We can't possibly make it to school today.
It was legit.
Cool.
Got to get the girls from Evanescence to sign this note.
There you go.
Okay.
Kevin?
Oh, yeah. Aerosmith.
Aerosmith.
Aerosmith. Yep. I was... and
Do you remember the which tour it was?
It was definitely the one with the cow on the cover. The
oh, after Push, then
right. You know the thing in the it was early '90s.
What was the hit
Get
on
a
that
grip,
record?
Get a grip.
Oh, Get a Grip. Album. Okay.
Yep. And I just remember, I had it was a great time. I remember my friend's dad took us down there, and then we kind of drifted off, and we were trying to find people that had, you know, roaches.
Yeah.
We were young cats, mm-hmm. but that was how you'd do it back then, and
yeah.
It was a great time, actually, from what I remember.
Right on.
Not a big... I like Aerosmith, but I like the early stuff
mm-hmm.
that nobody seems to like.
I like the early stuff, too.
Yeah.
But good show, I'm sure.
It was, definitely.
You've been doing it so long.
Yeah.
Freddie?
For me, it's probably going to be back in 2007 when I saw Duran Gray, Japanese band, with the Deftones. Ooh. Sorry, I don't really listen to Deftones. Well, that was pretty good. I mean, it was cool. I waited outside for like 2 hours to meet these guys from Japan, and I met them and I got some signatures, and it's pretty awkward. They don't really speak English. I mean, one of them was all right, but it was kind of like sign language and a lot of
that's an incredible
smiling.
Band, dude. Like, I didn't know that was your first show. Those guys are awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I know what the Chinese middle finger is.
You pipe down back there. Pipe down, little girl. All right, Derek, what was your first concert?
The first, like, real one I remember, Bad Religion, for sure. But I think, honestly, the best show I've been to as far as rock or punk music goes, Mustard Plug.
Mm.
In Chicago, Beat Kitchen.
Mm. Well, okay, now, does he get points off for giving more information than you need to? Just
for being
to show
tangential,
off.
I'm going
to
take a point off.
Dismissing Bad Religion,
like, you know,
so easily.
Fair enough. Like I have a tarot. I have a first band that Rick really hates, but I also saw this cool band one time.
Yeah.
If you would have just left it at Bad Religion, you would have had more points. But that's okay. You're learning how to play, even though you've been on the show a few times.
You get it next time, buddy.
What is your favorite movie?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Mean Girls.
Absolutely not.
If you have to pick between three, that's fine. Top three favorite movies.
Sun is one of them.
Okay.
Any of the Underworld movies. Okay. Okay, this one's bad. I actually really like Monster High, Boo York. It's a little kids. It's a little kids. It's made by Mattel. It's really, it's very childlike. Yeah.
Wow. Is there a cry part in it?
No, but it's lots of music, lots of color, lots of lights. It's pretty legit.
So you drop acid and watch it.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. So far, I haven't seen anything anybody said at all.
Yeah, I didn't know what that stuff was. I knew what Underworld was. That's the only one I knew. Kevin, same question.
I've always liked Pan's Labyrinth.
Oh, that's a good one.
The feeling of that movie.
Well, just like, I want to not know what's going on for two hours while horrific things fly at me.
I know you have to read it, and a lot of people get turned off on
that.
Dude,
that's why I never went to a bathhouse, because I thought it would be like Pan's Labyrinth.
I recently saw The Shape of Water, his new one.
Yes, I gotta go.
Very good.
I know.
I think that Pan's Labyrinth is a little darker. It shook me a little more.
Yeah.
But this one is in the same realm of beautiful.
Cool. Yeah, that's what I was hoping.
No wonder you can't talk into a mic. You got that shit going on between your ears?
Okay. Monsters are cool.
Yeah.
Freddy?
Fuck.
Your favorite movie, or if you have to say two or three, that's fine.
So I would go with Silent Hill, even though I know it's a fucking video game.
No, that's scary. It's awesome. Scary. It's weird.
I think
weird,
the concept
eerie.
And how they thought of it is fucking awesome how they put it together. I would go with that one. Definitely 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yeah.
Shakespeare, man.
Yeah.
Gotta love it.
My buddies were living above the bar up there in Seattle, the Buckaroo Tavern on Fremont.
What?
We're living upstairs. You know when they go to meet the guy and they talk him into like going out with the sister or whatever?
Yeah.
They were living upstairs. They all had to leave.
Like
Disney paid them like $50 a piece or whatever to get out of the house for the night. So they there.
That's pretty awesome, man. Wow, that's cool.
Been to the Buckaroo.
Yeah, I think. And Splice, just because it's a fucking crazy movie. Did I ever say that? No.
No, that's Splice. Good.
That is
you
good.
Gave us three. That's good. Derek, downstairs, what do you got?
Clerks. I think that's up there for me. like
classic cult, yeah.
Total Recall with Arnold Schwarzenegger, not the remake. I mean, they did a good job, but
dude, when he takes off that mask and the face opens up when they're in the airport or whatever, that fucking freaked me out.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, honestly, I enjoy all of Arnold Schwarzenegger movies. I know they're pretty terrible, you know, on the surface, but I think the concepts are all there.
Wow, that's gay.
Yeah,
there's nothing gay about that.
Yeah,
I don't know, dude.
I say that to myself every time.
If it's not gay, how come Rick jacked off to it?
Okay, maybe it is gay. I didn't know.
And just so you know, that's the test. If I can masturbate to it, it's fucking gay. Okay?
All right.
Third one, I really can't right now. I don't know.
Well, we'll take what you already had. That's good. That's good. I'm going to give you most points for Clerks because I agree with you. That's a good movie. Classic.
Low budget classic.
Plus it told
it
other...
It probably cost like $5.
Yeah. It told other fools, hey man, you can get a camera and make a movie.
Yep.
You know? All right. Chewbacca, do you have any big questions for this round?
Let me think. What's your favorite form of pork? I like
pork?
That question, yeah, because it makes me hungry.
Carnitas or pozole?
Excellent.
Ribs.
Ribs.
Ribs, nice. St. Louis.
I like pulled porks.
Pulled porks. Do we get to make that joke every single week?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I made some pulled pork this morning. You know what I'm saying?
Freddy, favorite
pork? I
would
go with al pastor.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Especially when they put the pineapple in there.
Oh, ooh. My God.
Delicious. Mm. I want some now.
Yeah.
I don't know what goes into it. I just know that I love it.
It's delicious.
It's so good.
I don't think you want to know, but
okay. No. Every time you go, one time I read a package for it was chorizo, a delicious Hispanic thing that I absolutely love, and I read the package, and you know what it said? It said
stop reading this.
It said mostly lymph nodes.
Yeah.
Which meant that, like, lymph nodes is what they're going to admit to.
Right. Yeah.
So whatever else is in there is worse than lymph nodes.
Mostly lymph nodes.
Oh, man,
that chorizo swirl.
That ruined it for me. I can't find out what's in
there. Dude, soy rizo. That's all you have to do. Go to soy rizo.
You were so right.
I
got to join my vegan brothers and sisters and bust out.
I had some of that today for breakfast. It was
shit.
Awesome.
Soy rizo. I got to get that when I'm at the store. I think I'm going to go to Costco and get it.
It tastes really good. And it's less greasy.
See, I love meat and I love pork and stuff like that, but I love trying vegetarian food and vegan food. Like, yes. I'm willing to try
soy is a pretty good
soy rizo.
Like, if you're a meat fan, soy is pretty reasonable to eat. Yeah.
I'm down to try it.
Yeah.
You can do a lot with it.
I recommend it if you're like, oh, I have to give up those lymph nodes. You're like, yeah, but not the flavor. You can get that soy rizo, dude. It's so good. My doctor said I have to cut down on lymph nodes.
No, I'm saying.
Rick, did you have the big questions or anything you want?
Oh yeah,
to know?
Which side should we start on? Who are we gonna start with?
Let's start with Derek.
With Derek,
just to change it up.
Okay.
What is the age and circumstance of your deflowering, sir?
Well,
Rigu.
All right. Probably about 10 years ago now, I think.
How old are you?
40. Yeah. It's about.
I'm the old grandpa of this band. Right. These guys are all young cats.
Cool. That makes me a great grandpa. So.
47. But no, I lost my virginity, my first girlfriend, and it was a special time.
Were you in a car, in a house? Where were you?
My parents' house.
Oh.
Popular.
Were they home?
Yeah.
Sneak in the window? Oh.
Did she? So she came over to your house.
And yeah.
Or he, I'm not sure, but
don't judge.
I assume,
dude, heterogeneous judgmentalism.
Well, you know, there's gaydar, but there's also like what straight
dar,
straight dar.
Yeah,
is that a thing?
I don't know. I don't think we need it.
Well, I'm sorry for fall off that, but yeah.
So it was in your house while one
it
of
was
your parents,
a family
home.
Member.
Oh, wait, no.
Oh, sorry, just kidding.
No, that didn't happen.
Oh, God. Sorry.
Well, we're all brothers and sisters in the eyes of Jesus.
Right?
Amen, brother.
All right.
Yeah.
Was it after school or was it in the morning?
No, I think it was probably in the night. Yeah.
And did she stay the night with you or did you just say, oh, thank you, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am?
Yeah, she usually stayed over. I mean, my dad was cool with it.
You had a cool dad. Okay. Oh, 10-4, that paints a good picture.
Dude, if you have a daughter, don't let her date any dudes that have cool dads.
Yeah. Fuck no.
Cool dads.
Ted probably did her too.
Oh, God.
What?
Tori.
Something you're not telling me?
Freddie.
I was 14. She was my friend. And
that's good.
I guess she was just bored one day, and we just did it.
Where?
And it was at her house. Her dad was, like, sleeping in the living room. And we couldn't close the door fully. So
oh, my God.
It was sneaky sex.
I'll tell you one thing. I'm never going to sleep at my house when my daughter has a boy there.
No, well, what if you're drunk? Was he drunk?
I won't be drunk.
I wasn't drunk. I was, no.
was the dad drunk?
Oh, the dad, no. I don't know. Fuck, maybe. Obviously, he's a shitty-ass parent if he's not watching his daughters.
Oh, hey.
But I don't know.
What
so, yeah,
that
happened.
That's got to be hard to have.
But anyways, it's,
I got two boys. I feel lucky. Two, man.
How old are they?
Teenage. My kids, they're like pre-teenage.
So you got a few years to not worry about.
I got a 15-year-old and 12-year-old. But like, yeah.
Wow.
What are we talking about?
Okay. All right, Kevin, you tell me your story of how you lost your virginity.
I was 16 and I was at a party. And she was a skater Betty.
Betty.
Which guy in line were you?
I know it actually did seem like an easy target. That's probably why I took it. But, but it was, yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, that it wasn't anything memorable. I just did it. It was a party.
Right on.
Who's, was it your house, her house, or stranger's house?
Yeah, strangers. It was just.
And so you went in their stranger's parents' bedroom? And
actually, we were in some basement loft thing.
What neighborhood was it in?
Wait, loft,
Old
I
Town,
think.
Reno.
I think loft being up high and basement being down low. How is it both?
Oh, did I say a basement loft? Yeah, yeah. That's all right.
You know how
I get confused.
Those houses in that neighborhood are built kind of with a basement loft feel.
It's like an apartment exactly. Built in the basement. It's all nice down there. I get it. All right, and so Tori, this is the one I want to hear. All right, how did it go?
It's like awkward, and I was 14. I was freshman in high school living in Monterey, California. He was homeschooled.
Mm-hmm.
His parents were the cool parents.
Mm.
And so I went over to his house and had made him French fries.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know why that
like
was
in
important.
The oven.
No, get, no, my parents had a deep fryer.
You get points
fryer.
For that, though.
It was my mom and her first boyfriend after the divorce. They bought a deep fryer, and I was really good at making French fries, so I thought, oh, I'll be a good girlfriend and bring it over. And he was home alone.
That's kinky.
We were listening to Pink Floyd. It was on his bed with some very ugly Oreo cookie on cloud. Blue sheets. It's kind of squeaky.
They were Oreo cookie sheets?
Oreo cookie sheets. Yeah, they were terrible. And the bed was squeaky and it was just awkward.
Were the fries any good?
The fries were delicious. That was probably the best part of the whole experience.
That was quite a picture you painted. Yeah. I'm giving Tori.
Like
I'm giving Tori this round.
No, and you guys,
that was
did
good.
You, did you? Well, no, I pictured Kevin's
almost,
too.
You can smell
until
the
loft thing happened. Then I was lost.
You get it.
I do want some fries right now. And Oreo cookies don't sound bad.
So, did you... this is a little follow-up question for Tori.
Okay.
Was there a second date after that?
Well, I was dating him for a while, mostly because my best friend at the time was dating his best friend. But
oh, it was a dating of convenience, not really like
he
would have chosen.
Then he lived
down
the street
from
me,
what we're
and he was actually really, really cute.
So he was...
Yeah.
Desirable.
Well, and convenient.
Dude, so then what couple broke up first? You, yours or hers?
I think I dumped him.
Okay.
All right. Well, there's one sad fella out there.
He's regretting every decision he's ever made after me.
Yeah.
Those homeschool kids just fucking always explode and like wreck their lives. So.
All right. Should we get to the rapid fire?
Fuck yeah.
All right. Rapid fire. Here we go. Elvis or Beatles?
Ooh, Elvis.
Beatles.
Downstairs?
Beatles.
Tacos or pizza?
Tacos.
Pizza.
AIDS or cancer?
Cancer.
AIDS.
Cancer.
Beat up or arrested?
Wait, am I getting beat up?
Yes, you either get beat up or arrested.
I'd rather get arrested.
Oh, beat up.
beat up for sure.
What yep, the? Beat up.
Tori's obviously never been arrested.
It kind of depends on how bad.
Sorry. No, I learned my way out of getting arrested.
Well, there's no court date after you get beat up.
How badly are you beaten? How badly?
I care about that.
This is rapid fire. Not
as badly as you get arrested.
Not as badly as you. Yeah, it's not forever. You just get the shit kicked out of you for a sec. You don't die or nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, we're
losing the rapidness. You wake up in your own bed.
Rapid fire.
Gay or ginger?
Go. Gay or ginger?
I'd rather be gay.
Ginger.
Gay.
But gays can get married.
Riku, exactly. Pipe down. Well, downstairs?
Apparently I'm already both, so I don't even know what the fuck to say that.
That round goes to Derek for sure.
Fuck yeah.
Alright. More rapid fire, fellas. Oh, you wanna help?
Yeah, circumcised or not.
Oh.
Circumcised.
Yeah, circumcised, I guess.
Circumcised.
If you're not sure, I can tell you.
Tori can answer that for me, I guess.
I already did.
Oh, yeah. She would have to, if she said, no, I love it uncut, and then he's all sitting downstairs like, damn,
fuck.
I got this mutilated dick, and she doesn't even want it.
Oh, okay, so I'm putting this together. You and Derek are an item.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Very nice. What's it like being in the
band?
That's
how he got in the band.
Your boyfriend.
Well, I actually refused for like 2 years when the band first started, when it was just Freddie and Derek. And then it just kind of rub off on me. I love music.
Sexually.
It took a lot of oral persuasion.
Sexually.
Wow. Yeah, she's talking about our relationship, not the band. She was already in the band before this.
Sexually.
Gotcha. Right on. So how long have you guys been going out?
6 years. Going on 7.
Oh, wow. That's
damn.
Strong. That's strong. Okay. Solid. Now back to the rapid fire. Okay.
Oh, right.
Here we go. Derek, I had some good ones. Oh, was I saying punk or metal, Derek?
Punk. Metal.
That's so hard. Punk, I guess. I don't know. That's hard for me to say, really.
Metal.
Goth or hip-hop? Start with Derek.
Damn. Yeah, hip-hop.
You said goth, right?
Goth.
No, for yeah. Sure.
No, you totally said cock.
I was like, cock? Oh, yeah. Like,
you know, I've been listening, and I decided I want cock. And so, just so you know.
Gothic.
Hip-hop.
Oh. All right, that's good to have some mixture.
Would you rather smash your thumb with a hammer or twist your ankle?
I've done both, yeah. So either one is terrible.
Yeah.
Smash my thumb.
Okay. Yeah.
Ankle, I guess.
I do ankle, for sure.
Yeah, I'll take the ankle.
Ooh, that's hard as a drummer, because you do use your feet, too.
As long as my left ankle, I'll be fine then.
I found ankle lasts a lot longer with the pain.
But a swollen thumb?
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know.
Can't play music.
Yeah.
That's true.
I've sprained my ankle and then had to come over here and record before, and I actually made it.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. That was hardcore.
When you smash your thumb and it starts to get the blister underneath and the pressure's there, that's really a painful thing. Yeah.
A day of recording or a day at the beach?
Can I record at the beach?
Ooh, that would be nice.
That would be a double answer. Kevin?
Oh, recording. Yeah.
Recording.
Downstairs?
What are we recording? Music?
Yes.
Yeah. No, we're doing a porno.
Just like the Constitution
over gay
and over.
Porn, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take the music recording.
Okay. Good answers. You, I'm a little nervous about, Tori.
What?
Because you didn't immediately say recording. You said, let me think about that.
Well, okay, so...
If I could record on the beach. Which is a clever out.
It's
so
a compelling question. That's why you ask it. Yeah,
she wants sour cake and eat it.
Yes, I do.
She's smart.
I'm
that's
spoiled.
Good. Very good.
Like it when girls pee on me.
Oh, shit.
What the hell are you talking about?
I don't know why you just say
right.
That like that.
Final rapid fire. Donkey or walrus?
Donkey.
Walrus.
Walrus.
Downstairs?
Walrus.
Tusk. Or what is it?
Hoof?
Walrus, yes. Walrus, yes. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Hey, walrus.
Kevin Smith reference. Nobody, but the guy downstairs might have got it. Anyway, that's our quiz today. Let me tally up, see what we got here.
Oh, this is exciting! Which one of you won? Which one of you lost?
I never win.
Oh, shit. It was close. It was super close. It looks like Derek and Tori were tied. And Kevin and Freddie were the runners-up. Let me total this. Derek or Tori.
Tiebreaker.
It landed on Tori. Tori is our big winner this week.
Way to go.
Thanks for
girls
playing.
Girls always
it, guys.
Win.
They do. Whenever Rory's not here, yeah. The girls win. Yeah.
We're a little biased, yeah. Towards the
always
female.
Happens.
They just charm the pants off me. You should, literally, I'm
whoa,
not wearing
whoa,
pants
back
right
down.
Now.
Tuck it back in there, Nick.
Right. Have we learned nothing from Louis C.K.?
Let me tuck it back. All right, guys, let's hear some more Blacklisted.
All right, we're going to do that.
Oh,
just
yes,
song?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Is this the last one?
Oh, is this the last one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's squeeze one more.
It doesn't have to be the last one.
No, let's just do
we
it.
We can
let's
play Withered Hands, and then we can play.
No, let's just play this, you guys, because it's got vocals. Let's just do it. Let's do the acoustic. And then,
yeah.
Got
yeah.
it, Captain.
All
right. All right. So you have one more after this?
We can if you guys want.
Do you want?
I do.
I'm just trying to think. This is the one we rehearsed with vocals. So.
Cool.
Yeah, the other one isn't.
Well, yeah, we'll
do this
one.
We'll close it out, and then we'll hear the last song. That'd be awesome.
Okay. Good idea. Thank you.
Man, never has a band made so much noise without making so much noise in this house. Look at my headphones. It's just a rock party. And then I know that, like, outside my headphones, you can't hear any of this.
Yeah, your neighbors don't even know this is happening.
Right, right. It's just like Tori singing by herself in the acoustic guitar. Just that one. But when it was the bass, like the bass is DI'd, the guitar's going through a pedal board and just having two outs, there's no amp going on, and the drums, of course, are electronic. Did we mention at the beginning of the show that the drums are electronic?
No, I didn't think we did.
I don't know if the audience...
He rocks it really good, though.
Dude, like, that's fucking bad.
It sounded like regular drums.
Absolutely.
Dude, I walked by when you guys were practicing before we started the show, and all you hear is...
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's drippy until you put your head
on. And I'm like,
cans
what the fuck
on.
Is he doing in there?
That's what she says. She walks by the bedroom.
Yeah.
All I hear is
some Indian guy in the closet.
Now, before the show, I like to sit down there and drink some coffee and watch a little basketball on TV on my phone. Mm-hmm. And usually the drummer's just like blowing it up and my ears ring. But tonight it wasn't even like that. It was nice.
Yeah.
Free bassing with gaze.
Yeah.
You know, if that's what you're into, why not?
You got to get the show going somehow.
Yeah. So true.
So Blacklisted, you have a Facebook page and all that stuff?
Yes, so it's facebook.com/getblacklisted. We also have Instagram.
It's Blacklisted Music.
Blacklisted_music. Look us up. We're trying to get some merch going on right now. We're working on new tunes. Hopefully we could get some... more stuff out there, so yeah, it's gonna be a new year for us, and
we'll definitely have some stuff coming out in the spring and some different things we're gonna be doing. At least a little bit. We almost got finished with an EP, but then our rhythm guitar guy left, but we're gonna be finishing that up and playing some shows in the spring. So,
but yeah, right now,
do you just keep all of his stuff that you guys already recorded, or?
Well, luckily, most of the songs were already written by Freddie and Derek, and he just was helping us record some stuff.
Oh, you had to ditch.
Well, he did. Yeah, he did write the lyrics for the song you just heard. Was about it, though.
He definitely has been an integral part of us getting our show stuff
getting
going.
Getting our foot in the door, really.
And getting the vocals going and everything. But unfortunately, he just didn't want to do it anymore. But luckily, most of the crux of the music is ours anyway. So.
Yeah, sometimes the band splits up and you just keep everything the same. And sometimes the band splits up and, like, we can't do any of those songs.
Yeah,
and I never want to hear his fucking tracks again as long as I live.
Yeah, no, it's not like that.
It's not bad.
And he's like, yeah, you can do that. It's all cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's good. Yep. That's the way to be.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't have to like carry around.
You're jealous and stupid and shit.
Right.
No way.
Carry around this negativity with you when you're trying to do something creative and positive.
Exactly. Yes.
But we do have our single Starting to Look Human Again on YouTube. If you guys just look up Blacklisted Reno, Nevada, first thing that pops up.
It's kind of a taste of what our little album or whatever that comes out later should sound like. So
just a taste.
Cool.
Yeah.
Preview.
Fuck yeah.
Just the tip.
So they just search YouTube Blacklisted. What was the name of the song? One more time.
Starting to look human again. So just Blacklisted Reno, Nevada. Starting to Look Human Again. It's the first thing that pops up. We have a whole bunch of lives on there. Basically the same stuff we played all year long. So
people get caught up.
We're at a point where we're starting to even just do the songs we've been doing like in different ways, and that's going to lead to us writing more stuff. We got a couple songs in the works, so. It's going to definitely be evolving and progressing into something really neat. So.
Very cool.
Yep.
Yeah, I like the combination. It's not just one thing going on here. It's like a bunch of different styles of music together.
Definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I like the female vocals addition.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Very
nice. Sounds great.
Thank you.
Very nice. All right, well, thanks for listening this week, everybody. We got one more song by Blacklisted, but before they do that, I just want to say... for the Reverend Rory Dowd, for Cadillac Kim, for Dogwater Dick, for Chewbacca, for Brandon, our intern, who's not an intern, he's a production assistant. Thanks for coming in this week, Brandon. Shrek, you're fired.
He's going to be back next week. He lost his phone.
Oh, never mind.
So he couldn't call to say that he couldn't make it. So he was not no calling, no showing on purpose. I finally texted him today and he's like, who is this? I lost my phone.
Oh, that's a good thing when the boss texts. You're like, oh, yeah, what?
Had I not cared, he would have never found us again.
Wow.
It was that close.
Well, okay. You're on shaky ground. You're on probation.
He promises next week.
All right, cool. Come do the job that you don't get paid for. All right. So anyway, thanks from the Worst Little Podcast. Life is short. We love you.
Yep.
Take it away, Blacklisted.
On the Worst Little Podcast.
we're talking out of our ass. We'll be right back.
go away before it's too late.
Dogwater Studios?
He's marked, like all the others.
What are you talking about?
There was blood all over everything.